Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the road, Centurion can't catch a break today. There's been an accident now on the N1 South at the Brakfontein interchange, causing slow-moving traffic there. And another major issue is in Eldorado Park. There was a vehicle on fire earlier on the N1 South before the N12 Port Elizabeth Highway exit. Traffic is heavily backed up in the area.
The former CFO of the Northwest Development Corporation has been arrested on fraud charges after he allegedly submitted fake documents when applying for a job. The 33-year-old Kudakwashe Mpofu appeared before the Mabato Magistrates Court after he was arrested in Mahikeng on Tuesday. But it's not his first run-in with the law. In 2024, he was arrested for allegedly using a fraudulent permit to live in South Africa. News from the continent, Angola's president asked for the immediate withdrawal of Rwandan troops from the Democratic Republic of Congo and for the leaders of both countries to urgently meet in Luanda over the current conflict in the country. For more on that story, go to jackrednfm.com, click on news. Renier van Sail from Efficient Private Clients kicks off this section of the Business Minute on the international business front.
Traders are eagerly waiting for the US Fed Chair Jerome Powell to announce the interest rate decision. The US economy has entered 2025 with solid momentum. Although the labor market had some recent wobble, it seemed to have stabilized and inflation has stayed stubbornly above the Fed's 2% target.
So according to Van Sail, this sets the stage for a hold on possible rate cuts in the US later today.
But there's still uncertainty about what lies ahead this year. In company news, shares in European luxury goods companies took a hit after LVMH, a major player in the industry, failed to meet expectations set by rivals. This has dampened hopes that the sector might be bouncing back after months of slow demand.
A dollar at this stage trading around 18 rand 60, a euro 19 rand 37 and a pound 23 rand 12. Gold trading at $2,752.48 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil is sitting at $77.33 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enigiemand anders? Wel, bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Well, we start off with action that's happening at the moment between my Cape Town and the Sunrisers Eastern Cape. The score at the moment, 73 for 5 after 14 overs. Not looking too good for a side that's got 5 test cricket players. David Beddingham still there at the crease on 42 from 41 deliveries. The rest, though, Tony DeZorzi fail. Eden Markram fail. Tristan Stubbs fail. Marco Janssen fail. Andile Simelane is still there, though. So the score is 73 for 5 with the Sunrisers Eastern Cape up against my Cape Town. Just to look at the logs at the moment, Sunrisers Eastern Cape at the moment in third place, and the team they're playing, my Cape Town, in second place. So playing for big things indeed. Arsenal conclude their league phase duties away to Girona in the Champions League, knowing that a win will get them a favourable seeded position. The Spaniards, though, have already been eliminated from the competition, but Mikel Arteta isn't taking them lightly.
Yeah, no, we're here to win the game. In order to do that, we're going to have to be better than them. They're on a really good side. If you look at every game that they play in Champions League against top opposition, they have made life very, very difficult for them. And in order to achieve what we want to do, which is mathematically the qualifying in the best stop, which at the moment is uncertain.
Other games happening in the Champions League tonight see Barcelona taking on Atalanta, with Borussia Dortmund hosting Shakhtar Donetsk. Dinamo Zagreb face AC Milan. Salzburg take on Atletico, with Juve facing Benfica, and Man City taking on Club Brugge. A double World Cup winner Frans Steyn, well, he was calm and collected as a Springbok, and he's setting the same standards for the Cheetahs as he prepares to make his first coaching session as a pro. The Cheetahs had a disappointing Challenge Cup campaign.